Welcome to Sports 1140 AHDK.
Good morning, good morning.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
Put the top down.
Good morning.
Ready your engine.
Fair doesn't matter. It's stupid.
Welcome to the drive.
New morning, team.
Now shut up and back.
Attacking run-of-the-mill morning show
with Carmichael Dave.
But I've never played professional sports, so.
You're kidding.
You know what? Funny I have.
Kenny Christensen.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Agreed. And Nate Goodyear.
I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator.
Here we go.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
We on the mission.
Hold on tight. With Dave. With Katie and Nate. Katie and Nate.
I am not driving no minivan.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios.
Broadcasting live.
Why is this difficult?
Coors Light. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Get ready for the show of a lifetime.
Now. The Drive with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Sports 1140 KHTK, Dave, Katie, and Horse Wednesday. Wednesday Horse.
This is my favorite, by the way.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I agree. I agree. Of all the
your
animals,
favorite, Jay?
Yeah. I'm digging the horse. Yeah. I like the gallop, the stride.
Yeah.
No offense to the goat.
You know what?
No offense to the dolphin.
Nate is officially on my list right now.
Which list? I know he's on a couple of your lists.
I can't say the word or else I'll get in trouble.
Really?
Yes.
Is it what LeBron got called?
No.
Okay.
Is it what a horse does?
Yes, it is.
Produce?
Yes. He produces it. He's on that list right now.
Wait, he's on a list of what a horse produces?
What does a horse produce? Big piles of it.
A little fertilizer.
Oh.
God, he can't. I mean, like, it's 6:01,
no,
Dave.
No, I was thinking.
It's not that hard.
No, that, and to your point, I was thinking of something completely different that a horse produces in massive quantities.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, what?
You're talking about, like, the horses that win, like, the Triple Crown, and then they don't have to work for the rest of
their horses. Life. And you kept doubling down because you're like, come on, Dave, what does a horse produce in big quantities?
I'm like, that just tells you where your mind is.
What kind of a list is that?
Yeah, he's on that list for me.
Okay.
Because after the first day of, like, missing the show, I get the text, like, oh, I missed you guys today.
Right.
Like, it sucks. Like, this, and that. We don't have him yesterday.
Right, yeah.
Grant is still sick, so he and Jay Ross are doing, you know, the afternoon show for Grant. Yesterday, nothing. Not a single word, not a single message.
I've never,
guess what? We are Nate-less again today.
I've never tried this before. I'm going to try this right now. Jay, could you pot up the phone? I'm going to try to actually dial out. There's no way it's going to work, but I'm going to make the attempt. Yeah, can't hear it. Oh, there we go. Hold on.
There we go.
All right, let's try to call him. Nate. Nate should be sleeping right now. Nate should be sleeping. 90% chance he doesn't pick us. But it does.
Let's leave him a message.
It shows this. Well, we have to be careful. We have to pot it down if it puts his phone number out there on the message machine. And hopefully his outgoing message isn't like, what's up, F-words?
Yeah. This is the cell phone of Nate Goodyear. I can't answer right now. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you.
At the tone, please record your message.
You start,
when
you've
finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Good morning, Nathan Thomas Goodyear. It's Wednesday Horse, and you're on the drive with Dave, Katie, and No Nate, and Jay. And we are fully pissed off at you right now. I did not get a single message from you yesterday. You're not picking up your phone this morning. You don't love us.
Yeah. You said a lot nicer than I would.
Thank you.
First off, sleeping in, way to go.
Yeah.
Probably tied one on last night.
I know, right?
You're probably about 5 feet away from your phone, passed out face first on your front porch. But I just, as Katie brought up earlier, it's nice that you the first day, we're like, oh, I miss you guys.
I miss you.
And now, I guess you're basically Napier. You're Grant Napier. That you're just doing.
Napier.
Yeah, he's just doing his own thing. Oh, who cares about Jay?
No, he doesn't miss us. Guess what? Stay on the afternoon show. We don't want you back.
Yeah, you're fired. Snitches get stitches. I don't know what that meant. I hear the kids say it all the time. So, yeah. All right. So, no Nate.
How professional was his voicemail, though?
Hi, this is Nate Goodyear.
I cannot come to my phone right now.
Leave a message.
Leave me a message, and I'll get right back to you.
From the 916, what does this mean? Please flip the switch to the local show on the stream. Is that, I don't even know what that is. They run, okay. Sorry, guy. Get a radio. I never understood the stream.
I
don't think we get credit for it anyways. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't make you have to do it, Jay. Welcome in. Here's what's going on today. Hey, Rob Dibble's coming on the show. How about that? Nasty boy. Coming on the show. We're going to talk about the whole Pete Rose and Ichiro hit thing and pitchers wanting to hit home runs, and the state of baseball. And then Andrew Checkets is coming on. No relation to former Knicks executive Dave Checkets, I'm pretty sure. Although that'd be awesome if he did. He is the head coach. Wouldn't that be, what is that, manager, head coach?
I think it's head. It's a manager, right?
It's a manager.
You call it a manager.
In college, I think it's a head coach.
Is it a head coach?
I'm not sure in college.
You know, that's a first question for him right there of the UCSB men's baseball team. Now, why does this
matter, folks?
Okay, first off, it probably doesn't.
It does.
In the big scheme of things.
You know what? If we were having the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles
on. Oh, Mike Martin? That'd be huge.
Yes, it would be a big deal
Massive.
To you. But guess what? Your Florida State Seminoles got knocked off by Florida. They are not going to the College World Series.
Number one team
but
in baseball.
My Gauchos are.
Yeah, if you missed
so
it.
So suck it, Dave.
If you missed it. The Katie's Gauchos
hit
the walk-off granny
that
to go
amazing.
To Omaha. That was amazing.
I will say this. Even for, nobody cares about UCSB.
No.
No one cares about them.
No.
Except for me.
Except for you.
But
me and someone
I will tell
else.
You, that video went crazy.
Oh, it should have.
Everybody saw that video.
It should have. It should have gone crazy.
And that kid, I'll tell you what, freshman pinch hitter.
How about
walks
that?
Walks in and just destroys Louisville.
Yep.
Who is, by the way, in Vegas, favored to win the whole thing.
How about, I wonder what his week's been like back on campus.
I know. I'm familiar with how Isla Vista works.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's just
fine.
Walking down DP right now.
People
just
feeding him grapes.
Knocking people off of him.
Love it.
The women are probably just clinging to him.
They're just coming out of the woodwork.
He's like the umpire in the celebration. They're having to pick him out of the pile.
They're just having to pull women off of him. He's got no shots. Atta babe. So we'll do that. We're gonna and that's not so much about. Although
we're
I'm sure
talk,
we'll
World Series.
Yeah, we'll
College
talk.
World
we'll
Series.
Talk the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. In fact, when I drove out to Omaha when I was 19 with my buddy Ben and we lived there for a couple years. The night we arrived was the night that Long Beach State won the World Series. We went and nobody stopped us. We went to Renfrey Field in Omaha, and we walked right out onto the field and stood
nobody
on
Nobody stopped us.
Nobody stopped us. They were all cleaning out it was about 5 hours after the game was over. They were all cleaning out the stands. We just walked right on the field, stood on the pitcher's mound.
Are you kidding
me? No, I swear to God, it was beautiful.
And how old were you?
I was 19.
Really?
Yeah, 18, 19, right there. I was 18, actually. It was the year I got out of high school.
22 years ago.
Shut up. hey, how about this? You know, there's a story in sports. The biggest stories right now, the finals, NBA finals, impending draft. You got baseball going on, even football OTAs and stuff like that. You know what nobody's talking about?
Mm.
You know, what would you say the teams of the year are? The Penguins, they won the cup.
Yeah.
You got Denver winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Warriors broke the record for most wins. So they'll probably get team of the year, right? Well, how about the Minnesota Lynx? 11-0.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jay
was on the right track.
It's like a third of the way through the season. That's like the Kings starting 27-0.
How many games do they play in the
If I remember correct, I don't know now, but when I was playing, I believe it was like 32 in the regular season. And then on the flip side, You got the LA Sparks who are 10-0.
Right.
So, yeah. I understand that you
34
all
games.
You listening at 6:09 do not care.
It's exactly a quarter of the way through. 11.
It's pretty amazing.
11-0.
Yeah.
Including six of those wins on the road.
Yep. Yep. And like I said, the Sparks 10-0, and I'm looking at this season, and I don't really follow it very much anymore, like at all. But I do know that Candace Parker, who is one of the greatest players in the game right now, is not on the Olympian team. She's not on the national team, and that's a freaking tragedy. And I think she's coming out giving everyone the middle fingers.
How about that? You go through a third of the season exactly, or a quarter of the season, excuse me. No, it's a third.
It's a third.
And you're exactly one game ahead of second place.
I know.
That's depressing. Meanwhile, Atlanta's in first in the Eastern Conference at 7-3. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Minnesota and L.A. What is L.A.? The what?
The Sparks.
The Sparks. They're like the Golden,
like
State
Golden State
San Antonio.
Yeah.
Except a different, you know, I mean, they're both playing basketball. So,
you're trying so hard not to be insulting.
No, I am.
You really are.
I mean, let's be honest. As soon as the NBA finals are over, thank God, because then we can switch baseball and the WNBA all summer.
So I will say this. This is the 20th season of the WNBA. They're celebrating their 20th season.
Yes.
So that's, you know, I'm proud of them. I'm very proud of them.
You should be.
Like, I was a junior in high school when the league started.
But it was like yesterday.
Yeah, it was like yesterday. And that was also very close to the year that you walked out onto the field in Omaha.
That's
and
right.
They didn't let you do anything.
Well,
they didn't stop you.
Aren't they next? Isn't that the saying? We're next?
We've got next?
We got next?
I don't remember.
Well, I would think next is here. It's been we got next. How about now?
Oh.
The WNBA now. I enjoy it.
You know what?
Good for them.
If there were a team here in Sacramento.
Yes. Like there was.
Yes.
The Monarchs.
If there's ever a team here again.
Yes.
Did you ever go to a Monarchs game?
Yep.
Okay.
One. Yeah.
If there's ever a team back here in Sacramento, I will go to a Sharks game with you if you will go to a WNBA game with me.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's totally fair.
How is that fair?
It's fair.
Why?
Because I said so. Don't question me, man.
I'm offering to take you on the road. To go to San Jose and watch something fascinatingly entertaining.
We'll go on the road.
Sure.
We'll go on the road. Let's go to Minnesota.
Oh, watch
and watch
road?
The 11-0 Minnesota Lynx.
Hey, in all seriousness, I've had this talk before. I could not. The WNBA didn't do it for me, but I'll tell you this.
Guess what? If their team was still here, I bet you anything, if your daughter were into it, you'd take her to every game. After the conversation you and Melissa had in the car over the weekend about trying to get your daughter interested
in
something.
My daughter could be into freaking dog porn, and I'd probably support it. I don't know. It's hard for me to say no to my kid.
Exactly. But, which is...
Save your letters. I'm not comparing the WNBA to dog porn. What I'm saying is... Yeah, thank you. Listen, I've got nothing against the WNBA. My point is this. My favorite barbecue joint, Carmichael D. Miller's Barbecue, they're like the most hardcore WNBA. They like the Monarchs more than they like the Kings. And they're diehard. Say what you want about the WNBA and the Monarchs. There are still, to this day, some crazy diehard Monarchs fans.
I know. I get tweets from them all the time asking if Vivek and the ownership group's going to bring the team.
That was part of the conversation.
In my opinion, and this is what I always tell them, it's one of those things where when an owner is coming in and buying an NBA team, first time owner, never owned a pro team before, they think, yeah, I want to bring the women's team back, but then they start with the NBA and they realize there's so much for them to deal with and to learn, and then they've got to get nailed down. That they've got to get that aspect of it in place before they start a whole nother aspect of it.
And they got to make sure it's going to be at least break even.
I don't think it's by any stretch of the imagination out of the realm of possibility at this point. I just see it probably a little bit further down the line.
Speaking of the Kings, some news broke yesterday. It looks like once again, they're loose lips sink ships, and it's not even the Kings' fault. The NBA 2K store. The video game NBA 2K and the team store.
Oh, no.
The
new jerseys?
They have the new jerseys.
You're kidding me.
No, they have the new jerseys.
This is just, I don't understand. Ugh, stupidity. How does that happen?
Because It was 2K's issue, as I understand it.
But how do they not realize
because
that?
Because some nerd developer screwed up and uploaded the thing wrong at the wrong time, and then somebody else went in there and went, oh, let's screenshot.
Oh.
So
is that why I saw the thing with Willie Cauley-Stein yesterday in the new uniform? Because we had talked about it, you know, like, oh, they're going to release him soon. Yes. We don't know yet.
I would imagine much, much, much sooner. Rather than later, you're going to see these.
Yeah, because
like
now it's
much
out.
Sooner.
Now it's out.
Yeah.
Thanks, gamers.
Thanks a lot, dorks.
Nerds. And, coming up later on the show, we're going to continue to call Nate until he picks up his phone.
You know what? We should do that every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Every hour until he picks up.
Shoot. I think we should do it every 15 minutes just to see if we can bug the hell out of him.
You're trying to drive Jay crazy?
Yeah, I am.
me working the phone line there? All right, a lot of stuff to talk about today. When we get back, why a certain athlete's girlfriend, it's her fault that he's fat. We'll tell you why next on The Drive at Sports 1140 KHDK.
I love you, Jay.
The feeling is mutual.
Later on today.
We don't love Dave, let's be honest.
I was kind of focused. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
It's Horse Wednesday.
It is Horse Wednesday.
Hey, Wednesday horse.
Later today, we're going to give a couple people a chance to go to the Wingstop Soundstage.
Yeah.
They're having Terrell Owens there.
Yes.
How about that?
So it's all to promote, isn't it, Adrian Ross's celebrity game, the
Mad Backer? Yeah. It's this Friday afternoon.
So let's see. I'm going to pull it up on my phone really fast and see if I think I might have deleted the text from.
Well, I got to finish the read here while you're doing that. They'll enjoy. You get some delicious wings, courtesy of Wingstop. Winners also watch a live interview with Terrell Owens in the Wingstop Soundstage. And a meet and greet afterwards. So we'll give that away. That's interesting.
You know that weird...
Huh?
So we're talking about football Terrell Owens?
No, ballet Terrell. football Terrell Owens.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was a country singer, a country western or something. I didn't know.
You know what's interesting about this is that I didn't find out about this till late yesterday afternoon. We were just talking about T.O. yesterday about the Terrell Owens Eagles jersey.
Yes, we were.
I should bring in that Terrell Owens Eagles jersey and give it to him.
And give it back.
Here you go. Here you go, T.O.
So I'm trying to find it on my phone, but I deleted it.
What are you looking
I think
for?
I deleted it a few days ago. Adrian Ross texted me, I don't know, in March.
He's a good guy.
I was at a game. I was working. I think we were on the road. And he's like, hey, you want to play in my celebrity game?
Well, did you turn him down?
I said, I'll get back to you on that.
Wow. You big league the Mad Backer in his charity tournament?
So here was my thought process with that. I haven't worked out in months. Months.
You're talking about a bunch of old fat athletes, Katie.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? That gives me a few months.
You're in better shape than 90%
of them. To get in the gym. I haven't touched a basketball in God knows how long.
I'll take you out. I'll give you some drills.
And so yesterday I was like, oh, man. When our boss told us that he was going to be in, I was like, I don't think I ever got back to him.
Wow. The Mad Backer basketball game.
I'm sorry, Adrian.
See, one of the nicest guys, Adrian Ross, former NFL player, local kid, runs his tournament every year, raises money.
He does a lot of stuff in the community. A
lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And Katie straight big leagued his ass. Hey.
So this is one of the ways.
I'll call you back, Adrian.
This is one of the things that I can say in defense of myself. He doesn't want me there.
Bull Oni, he doesn't want you there.
No, he really doesn't.
Yes, he
does.
Trust
me. The last time that someone, we've talked about this before, but I know our listeners haven't heard it. You know, the last time I was working at the news station in Phoenix before I came back here in 2013.
Yes.
Is that when I came back? Working at the news station. And we went out to ASU to do a bit with one of the players. And our on-air guy, Bruce Cooper, is like, hey, Katie, let's play a little game on one-on-one.
Wow, he sounds like
that. That is how he talks. And he's the most lovable guy ever. And I was like, Bruce, I don't think you want that.
Oh, I know this story.
I don't think you want that at all. Oh, no, we'll just have a little fun before the interview starts.
Nope.
And I was like, okay, first play. I busted his eyebrow open so bad. For like 45 minutes, the trainer was trying to get it to stop bleeding. and it wouldn't stop bleeding. So he couldn't do the interview. I had to do the interview, the on-court thing with this player. And then afterwards, I had to take him to urgent care to get stitches.
Why are you throwing bows?
Yeah, it's Mutombo? Not my fault.
It's, what do you mean it's not? Did you trip and fall and hit him in the eye?
I said, Bruce, if we play, one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to get hurt or I'm going to get hurt. First thing, he got up on me. He got up in my space.
Why can't you just?
I did a rip through to go to the rim.
It's not even a rec league game. It's a friendly game.
These elbows, Dave, are weapons.
You're a bony person.
I can't control them.
You can keep them in.
I can't control them.
Flagrant
foul. He can also get out of my space.
Flagrant foul, Christensen. Wow.
But anyway, so that's why.
Did you have fun lifting that trophy after you won it?
And he's like, oh, you just wanted my interview.
I'm starting to wonder if this whole background about you being a basketball player is I think about it. I'm closer to you than most people in this world, and I don't think I've ever seen you shoot a basketball.
Well, I haven't ever seen you anywhere where sports happen.
Right, but I'm not saying I have a career in sports.
Where would you see me shoot a basketball?
Anywhere? I don't know. I've never even heard of you shooting a basketball.
You have seen me shoot a basketball.
When?
In your swimming pool when I dominate you.
That's actually true. I kicked your ass in horse.
No, you didn't.
In my pool.
You did not.
We should set something up. You should play this Friday, Katie. We should call Adrian on the air and tell him that you're sorry.
That I'm sorry?
That you apologize for big leaguing.
Let's
Dave
call.
Has to play,
yeah,
too. If
thank
Katie
you.
Plays,
oh, hey.
Dave has to play.
Oh, hey,
thank you. Thank you.
I didn't play in the WNBA.
Yeah, let's call Adrian,
you know what,
up
I'll
later
do? I'll
and
call
say, hey, do you still want her? Do you want this washed up former pro athlete to come and embarrass herself?
As opposed to all the other athletes in their prime. Because Terrell Owens is in his prime right now. He's playing.
I guarantee you that he's in better shape than
yeah, I mean, Terrell Owens is in stupid shape.
But I would hurt someone and I would embarrass myself.
I just don't. You can pull back, Katie. But no, then again,
but
I know
that's the thing. I can't.
You are a big violent ogre, and I've experienced this
before. I'm not
before.
A big violent
yes,
ogre.
Yes, you are. You throw your fists and your elbows.
God, that's purposely. Anyone
who spent any time around this, you spend any time around Katie and myself,
Jay,
within 10 minutes, I'll flinch.
Have I ever hit you?
Never. Not one time.
Thank you. I'm not violent. If I were violent, I'd walk around the office hitting people.
Smacking cats.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, have you ever hit me?
Oh, countless
Thank
times.
You.
But have you ever not deserved it?
There's never a time when it's deserved, Katie.
See?
It's 6:27, time to drive safe. But if you're in an accident, like, for example, you run into one of Katie's elbows, visit Gamboas.com to get your free online estimate.
Today is Wednesday Horse.
Today is, in
and
fact, Wednesday Horse.
I've got something for
you. Oh, do you, please?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if this is the same with humans, right? You can generally tell the difference between a male and a female horse by the number of teeth that they have. Males have 40, while females have 36.
Well, that's good.
I believe, because
sure.
I'm looking at your mouth right
yeah,
now.
I have,
and you've definitely got more teeth in there than I've got.
You know, generally, when I'm walking by horses and I need to check gender, I'm just going to look at the penis. Because what I'm not going to do...
What if there was a horse massacre? And, like, because I watch Bones
sure.
on TV.
Of course.
Of course. I love
that
show.
Of course you do.
What if you had to, like, determine it, you know, like...
After the fact?
After the fact.
Oh, so you're talking about horse dental records? is that what... Because here's the thing. I could just roll the horse over and go, oh, look, there's balls.
What if
it's
there
a
was
male.
Decay? Kind of like our show. It's dying right now.
Today's national... Speaking of... this is a perfect segue before we break, because I skipped this last segment. Everyone listen up, please. Today's National Smile Power Day. June 15th is the day we observe National Smile Power Day, whether you have 40 or 36 teeth. It's a day for everyone to share the power of smiles. Very sad
you know
day
what?
For me.
I want to make a national, like... Get a life day, because we learned the other day when you started reading these that people actually submit these applications for National Whatever Day.
Sure they do. How would you celebrate this day, though?
Get a life.
But how would you celebrate it? Because there's got to be Katie, you have to describe the day. Then you have, how would you observe the day? For example, on Smile Power Day, challenge yourself to smile more often today, Katie. Use a smile to disarm a tense situation like, I don't know, this show. Please don't smile like that. Or simply smile during your daily task. Use hashtag Smile Power Day on social media, which we should tweet out in just a moment. How would you observe National Get a Life Day?
It had middle fingers involved, probably.
Katie.
Katie.
You have to think these things through.
I am.
Just middle finger. What would the hashtag be?
Get a life.
Do something
with your time.
How would people observe National Get a Life Day? Answer the question.
How would they observe it? For all the morons that are like harassing them on Twitter, or the person that's just like outside the building at work, just sitting there and BSing, it'd be like, hey, get a life. It's a public service. Go up to people that are not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Be like, it's National Get a Life Day. You should think about that.
Get a life.
Get out of this. What are we?
No, I got to be honest with you. Generally, I take you down these roads and find myself incredibly disappointed. But this time, that's brilliant. I actually like that. Absolutely. National Get a Life Day. You just roll like Twitter trolls, like you said.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Get a life.
Get a life.
GAL. Hashtag GAL.
Get out of your mother's basement. So and get a life.
Yeah, get a life. I don't come to your work and slap the Twinkie out of your mouth. Get a life. It's also Nature Photography Day.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a picture of my garden.
I feel like that's something you could do. We'll take a break. Hey, when we come back, it's National Smile Power Day, Jay. When we get back, we will explore why it is, and I'm not joking here, there's a story, a football player blaming a woman for him being fat.
I love it.
We'll tell you why next. It's Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. I'm going to
hit it right. I'm going to hit it right. Yeah, I'm going to hit it right. I'm going to put that ass in the loop. Think about what you, baby. Plotting on that. Yeah, I just got to tell the truth, baby. You can't lie.
6:36.
Can't lie.
No, I'm not. It's really 6:36. It's time to drive safe. But if you're in an accident, visit Gamboas.com and get your free online estimate. Yeah, get it. Get it done. Let's see here.
Get her done.
Can I do this again?
Are we going to give Nate a call again?
Ah, damn it. No. I did it earlier.
Yeah. You can do it, Dave. I believe in you. It's National Smile Power Day. Smile, and that'll solve it all.
Tell everybody what we're doing.
Okay, we're going to call Nate Goodyear, because apparently after one day of missing our show, Monday, he was all sad and missed us and let us know.
Is it turned up in there?
And then Tuesday, nothing. Nothing. And then day three, we're probably never going to hear from him again. Got it? Yeah.
There's Nate. All right. Mm-hmm. When do we call him? 6? Right at 6?
Called him at 6.
I'll bet you his phone's on silent.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
He's not up at 6:37.
I know. The first day,
This is the cell phone of Nate Goodyear. I can't answer right now. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Nate Goodyear, it's 6:37 on the drive.
Yeah, even if you're not on this show, shouldn't you be prepping right now for Grant's show?
Serious work, buddy.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet you Grant's up right now, even though he's sick.
That's right.
He's up on the Twitter.
Maybe drop the bottle of Boone's or MD Twump Twump and work.
Twump Twump?
That's what that's what we say.
Nate, if you don't call us back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, probably not.
Stuff's going to get real.
Don't even call us back.
You know what? It's Horse Wednesday, and you're missing all of it. Bye.
You're fired.
Fired.
I can't fire you, but you're fired. All right, no, Nate.
I'm really upset. Now I kind of feel like we're just going to continue to call him.
Is maybe Nate taking over? Is there something we don't know? He's just taking over the afternoon show? We haven't been told about it?
Oh, my gosh.
Grant got, like, promoted?
Promoted to
president of CBS. Les Moonves is leaving. Grant Napier's the new head of CBS. Grant's going to be doing the upfronts for all the TV shows in the fall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What's a big CBS show?
Big Bang Theory. To be out for 3 days.
Yeah, that's
I've known him forever. I don't think he's ever been sick.
No. And again.
So hopefully Nate feels better soon, and not just because we want Nate back.
Standing offer. I'll drive some soup up the hill for him.
I know.
We'll both go.
Yeah.
I'll make soup and you can make, what was it, watermelon mint salad?
Ah, I made a watermelon avocado spinach salad last night. It was bomb.com.
Well, if you were married to an athlete, you might be a part of the story, because I could see this happening.
No one's ever going to marry me.
Former Florida State running back. Sorry, I did.
Yeah.
And Buffalo Bill running back Carlos Williams showed up out of shape to mandatory minicamp Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Saying, quote, I like to eat, but my fiance's recent pregnancy gave me excuse to eat, so eating anything and everything happened. She'd wake up 1 or 2 o'clock saying, I want a snack. Well, I'm not going to sit here and watch you eat because I don't want you to feel bad, but I got to get back to football. She's getting back to working out herself, so we're kind of motivating each other, feeding off of each other's energy, and we're getting ready for camp. The 23-year-old Carlos Williams.
23? Welcomed, and he's having a problem being in shape?
The 23-year-old Carlos Williams, he's had a lot of experience at this, welcomed his fourth child last month.
Okay.
When asked if dealing...
That's like a litter of puppies.
When asked if he was dealing with an injury, Carlos Williams responded, quote, the injury of pregnancy, I would say.
Okay. Please tell me how that affects his body.
Sympathy eating?
That's an excuse.
Sympathy cravings?
If he's having problems at 23 years old, staying in shape, when his career is over, that's what we call BP, blow-up potential. He's going to be a Goodyear like blimp.
Did you just combine that into, did you say glimp?
Yeah, I did.
Goodyear blimp?
Yeah.
That's a new word.
Thank you. Wow. It's National Create Your Own Word Day.
He's he's 23.
Four kids?
Meanwhile, Eddie.
Four kids? 23?
Katie's hating on him because he has four children.
Well, Katie's pissed because he's got four more than she does.
And I'm like 90 years older than him.
And you got a sleep train bit.
I know.
Oh, by the way, I threw you under the bus yesterday to our boss because he was calling me. He's booking flights for our Vegas trip coming up.
I got the call too.
And so he was trying to, he was going, okay. He actually weirdly knew what my birthday was, which is kind of strange because I don't.
You guys have known each other for years.
We have, but that just kind of freaked me out. And then he goes, okay, I got Nate's. And then he goes, okay, so Nate's whatever it was, 30. He goes, okay, that's cool. He goes, all right, so 86. He goes, okay, Katie's, they're the same age. And, like, I didn't even think about it. And he goes, they're the same age. I go, no, they're not. She's much older than he is. And then I caught myself. I was like, what I mean by that.
Well, he had my birthday at that point, too. So that's just him being bad at math.
Right. But, welcome to the club there, the two of you.
I know. I'm really bad at math.
You both are. So between the
but
two
I can
you,
do that.
You're probably booked to Auckland, New Zealand. So Carlos Williams is fat because of his fiance and their fourth kid. I don't know if it's their fourth kid. It's his
He's
fourth
got four.
Kid. I'm just saying, I don't know if they're right. all four with the two of them. But point being, he's saying she got pregnant. Now, I can empathize with that a little bit, being a chunky guy here, that when Melissa was pregnant with Avery and Mason, we both did gain weight. Now, I'm not blaming her. What I'm saying is, she would get craving. For example, I was doing the 9 to midnight show, Jay, every night, 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, and we should have bought stock in Del Taco because my wife would call me and be like, on your way home, Del Taco, and there's a 24-hour Del Taco by my house. I would go through. It was the same thing every night. I will take your number one, which is a quesadilla with a taco and a drink, but let's macho that so you get three
macho?
Tacos. And yeah, you make it like large.
Holy cow.
So you get three tacos, a drink, and then I'd switch the quesadilla to a spicy chicken jack quesadilla and upgrade that. The total, by the way, was $18.73 at the time because I know that because every night that's what we do every other night. And she had to have the Del Taco mild sauce, which, by the way, is, other than Carl's Jr. Ranch, the best condiment of all your major fast food places out there.
Well, you would know.
So every, like, 2-3 times a week, Del Taco. Jay, I got a lot fatter throughout her pregnancy because of that.
I will say I can relate. My daughter's mother, her drug of choice at that time was Krispy Kreme. So, of course, living in Los Angeles, so I would go to Krispy Kreme, and it was about 5-10 minutes around the corner. And every single time, you know how they have the light that says they're fresh and hot, which I believe stays on now. I don't think it goes off.
Yeah.
Literally, it was a cream filled. It was two glazes. And it was at that time kind of like an ice milkshake type mocha, but she couldn't have the caffeine in it.
Right, right.
So, oh my goodness, literally every every two or three nights.
Yep.
Every two or three nights, I would have to be a Krispy Kreme. Oh, I can imagine how much money they made off of me at that point in time. And
how much did you gain weight? How much?
Probably like 10, 12 pounds.
That's about right.
Same here. I mean, why go for her and not go for yourself? You got to go now, right?
And it's
Katie, you can't let her eat alone.
Exactly.
That's not being a gentleman.
Come on now.
Right. And being serious, yes, it's silly that it's the pregnant woman's fault that the guy gets fat, but there is something to the fact where if I had gone and gotten my wife Del Taco and I, let's say, had come home and eaten a salad or I didn't eat at all and she was sitting there eating, she would feel bad. Like she would sit there and, why aren't you eating? Oh, you're eating a salad? Oh, I'm a giant loser. So
I don't do that.
It's a sympathy. Well, no, I know. You do not care. But look at you. You look great.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is that someday when the swimmer and the egg meet and you got to go through all this, I will sympathy eat for you too.
I pray to God that I crave things like, you know, watermelon avocado salad. Like I really do.
No, you're going to end up craving something like, I need ribs now. It'll be something silly like that.
Gosh.
It's got to be greasy and unhealthy.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Okay. You know what?
What?
I do know this. It's 6:45. It's time to save at the Hot Tub Supercenter. Call 315-TUBS or visit jacuzziofsacramento.com.
From the 916, and you wonder why your son has red hairs due to the hot sauce.
That's a nice one.
Well, yeah, it's better than the truth, which is that's Grant Napier and my wife are good friends. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you what sort of NBA player and perhaps future star has a massive addiction to, let's just say he's got a drinking problem and it's not what you think.
It's a drinking problem.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next. What is this guy's drinking problem and an early 20s and 30s film star have in common? We'll tell you that next. It's Sports 1140 KHD. Oh, cowboy. Little Kid Rock. Boom, boom, boom. Join Sports 1140 for the free Palladio Summer Concert Series tonight, starting at 7. That's a Palladio at Broadstone.
You know what I'm going to be doing at 7 o'clock tonight?
I do not know.
I'm going to be hitting Nate Goodyear with a bat.
Ooh, perhaps at the Palladio featuring Boys of Summer, a tribute to the music of the Eagles. That's interesting. They're called Boys of Summer. It's a tribute to the music of the Eagles. But Boys of Summer was a Don Henley solo song. That's, I'm just saying, there's a lot of titles for Eagles songs. No offense to them. I'm sure they're great. I just kind of a curious take.
We listened to a lot of Eagles radio on Pandora this past
weekend. I'll bet you these guys are awesome. That's my prediction. Seriously. For more info, visit gopalladio.com. Joel Embiid has yet to make any form of impact whatsoever in the NBA other than he's a fun Twitter follow. He is a neat personality, and I'm being serious. He really is. But the Philadelphia 76ers and Sam Hinkie's plan, in part centered around, again, in part, Joel Embiid, who looks like he may, in fact, be getting ready to come back. Now, this is a big man with foot issues, so
weird.
It's very Greg Oden-ish, but to be fair, at least Greg Oden played basketball, whereas Joel Embiid really has not. So he was doing a ride-along yesterday with Vice Sports, and he was asked about some of his diet habits, and here's how he is.
Yeah, I would say, mainly sugar temple. I drink sugar temple by the pitcher. I usually drink like 3 or 4 pitchers per day.
Okay, hold on. Joel Embiid has a little bit of an accent. I could hear him. But just in case through the AM radio that didn't come clear, Joel Embiid was asked about what he eats and drinks, and he said, I drink Shirley Temple's by the pitcher 3 to 4 per day.
He said that with a straight face, by the way.
Let me try this again.
Yeah, I would say, mainly Shirley Temple. I drink Shirley Temple by the pitcher. I usually drink like 3 or 4 pitchers per day.
What do you mean you drink 3 or 4 pitchers?
Yeah, pitchers, like pitchers? All this. No, pitchers.
Oh, pitchers, pitchers.
Yeah, pitchers of Shirley Temple. Nah.
He has not played. He's young. Thank God, because that, I'm assuming that's more calorie intake per day than any human being should ever
Lord. I mean, I understand the whole soda is bad for you, and don't make the excuse that...
This isn't even about soda. This is straight up about simple syrup. It's just sugar.
Woof. Well, yeah, you're a former bartender, a New York City bartender.
Yes,
sir.
If somebody walked into my bar while I was tending bar and said, hey, I would like a pitcher of Shirley Temples, I would laugh them out of... I would say, get out of here.
Not going to lie.
Get out of here.
I've actually gotten a pitcher of Shirley Temples before.
Oh, God.
Long time ago. I have. I enjoy a Shirley Temple. I haven't had one in a long time, as a matter of fact.
You know what? I enjoyed them as a child. I remember my dad used to order them, like if we'd go out to a restaurant.
That's how
we didn't go out very often. When you have a zillion kids, you don't eat out a lot. And that was like a treat. But I also it couldn't get enough sugar as a child.
7-Up, grenadine, and a cherry.
Grenadine is just straight sugar.
Was it like, isn't grenadine like cherry-flavored
cherry,
sugar?
Cherry-flavored
simple syrup.
Simple syrup. Yeah.
Which is what, half sugar, half water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's half sugar, half water.
Cup of water, cup of sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with that.
Yes. He's drinking 3 or 4 pitchers of those a day. Now, here's what I wonder. I'd like to ask Joel Embiid. Is he literally drinking 3 or 4? In other words, does he sit there?
You're wondering if there's a language barrier and he doesn't understand what a pitcher is, not a glass.
That's the thing, because he said no pitchers, and you couldn't see on the video, but he was showing, like he was using his hands to show the approximate size of a pitcher. Does he actually make them in a pitcher, then like put them in the fridge and continually pour them out all day into his glass?
I don't know. I do know this though, like on the King's flights,
yeah,
you know, the charter flights, there's plenty of food and things to eat, and they feed you well. They do not have or allow soda on those flights.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'm really wondering what's going on in Philadelphia, because
is he even with the team?
Yeah, I have no idea. Cannot answer that question for you.
Just saw a commercial for your Gauchos playing at Oklahoma State noon on Saturday.
Guess what?
What?
Coming up at 7:30.
That's right.
Coming up at 7:30.
Talking to the head coach / manager. That really bothers me. It's got to be manager.
So I'm sure someone on the text line can tell
us. Manager in base.
Yeah. So is it a manager in college or is it a head coach in college baseball?
I'm betting manager.
See, I think it's a head coach.
I think it is too. Like looking at the website, it said head coach.
Yeah, I don't ever remember any of my coaches in college as being called a manager.
Really?
They're always coach. Hey, coach, head coach. Yeah. I can't remember.
So here's the thing.
You call it manager Skip, right? You don't call
him. Yeah. That's once you get to the minors, pros, yeah.
Yeah.
Semi.
So, yeah, like once you're out of college and you're, you know, in that realm, so you don't go up and, hey, manager.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing
coach
today?
Yeah, coach, what's up, man?
We'll talk to Andrew Checkitz about that. Maybe that'll be the bulk of the interview right there. UCSB head coach.
Yeah.
Why aren't you the manager?
I got to ask him. Have you guys ever had Freebirds? Do you know what that is?
It's a song by
Leonard Skinner. It's a burrito place.
Right? Yeah, but where have you had it?
There's one in Fairfield.
Yeah, you have not had Freebirds. I have also been to a Freebirds here locally. I think it was out, gosh, I don't know, Elk Grove or somewhere like that. Super excited because, you know, I was like, oh my God, Freebirds. I'm like, this isn't Freebirds. Are you kidding me? I used to, no joke, this is the truth. After my first year in the WNBA, I went back and finished my last quarter of college. And I was there for 3 months, and I was on a burrito kick like no other. My burrito of choice, I would go and get a bean and cheese burrito with just refried beans and cheese, and I would have them double wrap it. I would have 2 of those a day. I'd have like one, like a half for breakfast, a half for lunch, and then I'd get a full one for dinner. At the time, they were $3.33. It wasn't like a college thing because I was making money at this point. I was an adult. I was being paid money to play a sport. I go back, and that's what I ate for like 3 months. And now every time I go back to Santa Barbara, I go to Freebirds. I get 6 of those burritos. I throw them in the freezer, and I bring them home with
Joel Embiid style.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But guess what? They're not $3.33 anymore.
Oh, of course not.
Freaking inflation, man. Holy cow. It's like $7 for a bean and cheese burrito now. But you know what? They put crack in their beans or something. They're so good. So I want to ask.
You freeze them?
I freeze them, and then I bring them back with me. pop that baby in the oven. It is like the best thing ever. You know what, Dave? The next time I go.
I want your frozen Freebird burrito.
It's better than the crap meatless. You get at the 7-Eleven. Meatless.
You almost said something else.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
I saw your lips purse. It's almost better than the crap you eat.
It's, but seriously, it's, like, who hasn't ever had a frozen burrito like that they pop in the microwave from like 7-Eleven or something like that?
When I was in
when
I was in my college years, the early 20s, I used to have a thing where I'd have sour cream and salsa in the fridge.
Oh.
And I'd take, you know, those big packs of like $2 at Winco frozen burritos. I'd get the green chili and beef,
uh-huh,
and I'd throw two of them in my deep fryer.
Oh, my God.
Pull them out of the deep fryer.
And he's trying to blame Melissa for gaining weight.
Pull them out of the deep fryer, throw some sour cream, light sour cream.
Trying to blame your wife, hey, and pregnancy cravings for your weight gain.
Light sour cream.
Oh, whoo.
And salsa, which is good for you because it's all vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I put that on the burrito. And if you've never deep fried a burrito, deep fryers.
It's called a chimichanga.
I'm just saying. Cool. That's fine.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you might be right there. But I called it a deep fried burrito. It was really good. And it's my wife's fault I'm fat. We'll take a break. Hey, when we got a lot of stuff to get to. As we said, Andrew Checkitz, the head manager coach over at UCSB, he's going to join us, talk about his team's trip to the College World Series and the very unique and awesome way they got there. Rob Dibble is going to join us in the 8 o'clock as well, the Nasty Boy. Very, very much looking forward to talking to him about this Ichiro thing. What the hell is this Ichiro thing, and does it matter? When we get back, though.
He's about to break the record.
When we get back, we'll tell you what media member could have beaten Johnny Cochran in the OJ trial. We never got that to you yesterday. It is The Drive. It's Katie, myself, no Nate, and Jay Johnson.
Nate doesn't love us.
Feel free to enjoy the rest of the 2 hours here on Sports 1140 KHDK.